time to hold government, individual agencies accountable for those killed and injured during shootings in gun-free zones. Did you know that since 1950, that 94% of mass public shootings in the United States have taken place in gun-free zones? That according to the Crime Prevention Research Center. If a man driving a vehicle hits a man and injures or kills him, is the company that built the vehicle to be held responsible for the driver? Absolutely not. If a man owns a hunting knife to cut up his game and ends up killing with it, are the manufacturers somehow responsible for the crimes committed? Are they to be held liable? Absolutely not. No more than should gun manufacturers be held responsible for the crimes of them that choose to pull the trigger. This is what the arbitrary courts want you to believe to be the case today. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines arbitrary, adjective, Latin, arbitrarius, depending on will or discretion, not governed by any fixed rules, as an arbitrary decision, an arbitrary punishment. Take note, arbitrary power is most easily established on the ruins of liberty abused to licentiousness. Friends, this is like blaming the manufacturers of forks and spoons for people being obese. How ridiculous. Furthermore, I ask, how can the act be apart from the actor? It cannot. And let me ask you one more question, a common sense question, and by the way, a very sincere question. Did the Lord blame the weapon when Cain killed Abel? No, he did not. He blamed Cain for killing Abel, and the curse was the consequence, and rightly so. Friends, remember, arbitrary government is not American government. We are ruled by law, not the opinion of some unelected activist that sits on the bench acting on the behalf of the highest bidder. President Thomas Jefferson, the third president, said, "To consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters to decide differences of right and wrong of all constitutional questions, a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy." Friends, no law can give me the right to do what is wrong. Don't ever forget that. Yet, what the courts are attempting to do in this country, remember, contradicts what our forefathers have established concerning the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. I want you to think of this for a moment with me, please. The president is protected with guns. The Congress is protected with guns. Governors are protected with guns. Courts are protected with guns. Banks are protected with guns. Factories are protected with guns. Jewelry stores are protected with guns. Sports events are protected with guns. Celebrities are protected with guns. Yet we allow these that have been given delegated authority from we the people, you know, them that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, that they are to serve to defend America's children with a sign that reads, "This is a gun-free zone." The irony is that the victims are then to call someone with a gun if there's an emergency. These in government that work for we the people would have you believe that, somehow or another, they have delegated authority to strip their employers from their God-given right to keep and bear arms. Americans, think. Well, the good news is that someone is thinking. A Michigan state lawmaker's newly introduced legislation to hold government agencies and private businesses liable for civil damages if anyone is injured during a shooting in a gun-free zone on their premises is a promising proposal indeed, according to noted gun scholar John R. Lott Jr. The plan comes after a summer of mass public shootings that received saturation media coverage, such as in Virginia Beach, where a gunman left 12 dead and 5 injured, and at a Walmart store in El Paso, Texas, where a gunman killed 22 and injured 24. Oh, P.S., don't forget about the eyewitnesses that contradicted the mainstream media's narrative. Since then, Walmart and a host of large retail chains have banned the open carrying of firearms in their stores. Because almost all mass public shootings take place in gun-free zones, those areas would more accurately be called killing zones, said State Rep. Gary Eisen, a representative who represents St. Clair Township, about an hour's drive northeast of Detroit. Eisen, who is also a firearms instructor, introduced House Bills 4975 and 4976.
Did you know that the founder's state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages nationwide? Did you also know that they focused more on the character of those placed in office more than the laws themselves? For example, Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office: I do profess faith in God, the Father, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. How about Pennsylvania Constitution? I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. And then over to North Carolina's Constitution: no person who shall deny the being of God, or the truth of the Christian religion, or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within this state.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Here, let me highlight this really quick for you, just so you can understand, okay? So everybody's heard about the school shooting in the state of Minnesota, okay? All the mainstream media, they'll tell you that if it bleeds, it leads, and boy, oh boy, does it lead. They love to highlight these crimes, friends. See, because you see the useful idiots in the mainstream media, you know, all subservient little, good little slaves, these spin doctors under their taskmasters, under the CIA-controlled narrative through the Mockingbird media. You know, they're just doing what they're told, you know? Working hand in glove with the little scoundrels who are doing their best. Oh, I'm talking about corrupt politicians that are doing their best to strip the American people of their God-given rights, namely the Second Amendment. Isn't that amazing how it always goes there no matter what? I mean, they want to blame law-abiding citizens, namely gun owners, for the crimes of the guilty. And they have the audacity to do that, friends, with armed security detail around them at every given step, protecting them from the people that they're supposed to serve. Well, they're the ones that said that they were going to serve the people. They were the ones that said they were going to uphold the law, but is that what they're doing? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So if you're kind of clueless as to what's going on here, I want to just go ahead and highlight this for you so you can see it for yourself. This was a news report. By the way, this is insanity. You know another reason that the mainstream media in big tech companies and corruption in the halls of government are censoring guys like me? Because when I went to look for a report done on the school shooting here in the state of Minnesota, it was CBS. They posted a report 18 hours ago. I want you to listen to this, folks. This isn't a joke. They're in trouble and they're scared to death. That's why they're on the offensive. That's why they're being so aggressive, because the people are waking up. But did you know that when I looked at that report, that there was only 1,700 views coming from a national network like CBS? 1,700 people viewed it 18 hours ago. Does that mean that they're losing the narrative, folks? Well, let's put it this way. I can tell you that's why they're censoring. That's why they're suppressing. They lost the narrative a long time ago. But let me go back to the point of this disturbing details that are found about the suspected shooter. Oh, for those that didn't know, it was a boy that wanted to be a girl. Now more information is coming out about how he said he wished he didn't brainwash himself by becoming a trans. Well, who's coaching them, these boys, to be girls more so than corruption in the halls of government and more so than through the mainstream media and the television networks and the movie networks? Nobody is. Therefore, who's responsible for these crimes? But we can't blame them for what the American people allow them to do, because they're only doing whatever it is that you're going to let them get away with. These are crimes they're committing against the people. These are crimes, folks, that the American people are tolerating coming from these networks and these politicians and the such. These are felonious crimes. And then what do? We somehow or another, people are entertained by watching another boy act like a girl, go into a school and shoot it up. I mean, because they say to themselves, well, it's never going to happen to me. Well, everybody says that until it happens to them, right? So anyways, let's go ahead and watch this report. Listen carefully. This is what, if you didn't know what was going on, this is what's going on in the state of Minnesota. Check this out.
Shooter, what the suspect appears to have posted online, video that was set to be released, actually timed to show up after the horror unfolded at that church. Here's our Chief Justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas.
Tonight, investigators searching multiple residents linked to 23-year-old suspect Robin Westman, including the family home less than a mile from the church.
There was a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol. All three had been lawfully purchased by the shooter.
Isn't that amazing how quick they get the downloads on the shooters? Isn't it amazing how quick they are to know about the weapons that were used? Isn't it amazing how the mainstream media continuously zeroes in on the gun? Oh, and they'll give you a little details about the shooter, but it's about the gun. Well, folks, they've got you distracted, and that's what this show is going to be about today, okay? I want you to pay attention to the individual behind this said police officer that's telling the American people, namely the people in Minnesota, as to what took place. This is communist Tim Walz, installed by the CIA. He is a pedophile. He's from the state of Nebraska. He is a communist from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. He's under over 50 investigations in the state of Minnesota, and he's standing, he has the audacity to stand right behind this police officer as they're highlighting the crimes of an individual that committed the crime with a gun, only to blame you and me as law abiders for the crimes that they're guilty of committing. Okay, let's watch the rest of this. Let's listen to the rest of this.
And police are studying a troubling video Westman allegedly posted on YouTube. Time for release after the horror would have unfolded inside that church.
This manifesto appeared to show him at the scene and included some disturbing writings.
The video depicts someone obsessed with violence. In one chilling moment, a suspect is seen driving a knife into a sketch of church pews. You also see a suspect handling bullets, magazines, and an arsenal of guns. And there are numerous references to previous mass shooters, including Sandy Hook. The fixation on murder clear. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem saying the words "kill Donald Trump" were found written on a rifle
putting
magazine.
Putting himself in the victim position.
Tonight, the community in shock.
I'm sorry, I'm shaking. I can't stop.
Hey, by the way, "kill Donald Trump" had nothing to do with this report. That is pure propaganda to get you thinking that he is the victim, when in fact, Donald Trump's also under investigation too for crimes of pedophilia concerning over 27 women and children, both male and female. Okay, that was pure propaganda. Just wanted to let you know that was out of nowhere and it had nothing to do with the report.
And considering that the shooter's a half a block from where we all live.
That neighbor now trying to make sense of what the killer's family might be thinking tonight.
I can't imagine not only living with what their son has done, but also that their son is deceased. I'm sure they're questioning as parents what happened here.
We're also learning that Robin Westman was born a male with the name Robert, but in 2020 identified as a female, and a Minnesota court approved his name change to Robin.
David, okay, so who's coaching him in his confusion? Oh, we're just starting here. We're just getting going. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Sam calling from Minnesota. Are you tired of listening to radio show hosts, public speakers, do-nothing politicians, weak and effeminate men who do nothing but talk and talk about the issues we face in our country today, resolving nothing? So am I, and that's why I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley's message of hope and resolve is not only something broadcasted through the airwaves, but also something that he takes to the enemy's front door with a vehement passion. Believe me, I know. I've witnessed it every step of the way as his son for the last 18 years. I don't know about you, but in our country today, we need men now, more than ever, who are willing to take action and not hide behind the safety of a Facebook post from your fake name social media account. Bradley demonstrates his words through actions by preaching nationwide at churches, prisons, high schools, event centers, college campuses, and so much more. Step up to the plate and be the man or woman God called you to be and join Bradley Dean and others in this fight for our generation and future generations alike.
BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Folks, we are out at the Minnesota State Fair, bottom four, east end of the grandstand, row three. So if you're in the Midwest area, please come out and say hello to us. Grandstand, Minnesota State Fair. We are on day eight right now, 12 hours a day. We are on that straight, boy, and I'm telling you what, it is some work going on over here right now. But we have the opportunity to reach 3.1 million people. So again, if you are at the in the Minnesota area or the five-state area, do take the time to come over and see us. Bottom floor, grandstand, east end, third row. Okay? Just want to let you know. P.S., if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And one more time, if you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Now, I just want to let you know as to how this all transpired. Yesterday, I was talking to some
production people in the music industry, and one of them happens to be somebody I know and have known for some time now, and he's a super cool guy from the East Coast. And he had brought up somebody's name, and I remembered this individual, and I reached out to him, and I said, hey, how are you doing? I haven't talked to you in a while. And only to find out that there was a school shooting in Minneapolis, and it happened to be this man that I was on the phone with. It happened to be his wife that was the teacher in the classroom, along with his daughter in the same classroom, when the shooter went in to go ahead and shoot away at these kids. And he ended up murdering two of them. And then we're told by these same agencies that have been found out to not to be truthful or to be truth tellers, we were told that this individual then put the shotgun up to himself and killed himself. Okay, so that's how I found out about it. And so my mind's going right away. Okay, so what's happened? Just give it a minute. We'll see how the dust settles, per se, metaphorically speaking. And sure enough, folks, it's exactly what happened. And then I found out it was a boy that is, transitioned, as they say. I, again, want to reiterate the point. All of this nonsense about boys being girls and girls being boys, that is, Americans, you are allowing corruption within the halls of government to dare the justice of God. And you're getting a response. This isn't not a game. Either you are going to deal with the corrupt in the halls of government, or this is going to increase. There is no other way. And how people can sit back and watch corrupt politicians go ahead and advocate for crimes that clearly transgress our laws and let them get away with it bewilders me to no end. Well, let me show you something so you guys all understand, okay? When you look at the pattern that's going on here, do you guys remember the Denver school shooter, Devin Erickson? Did you know that he identified as a trans? Who coached him to believe that he could be a girl if he wanted to? Your sworn enemies in public schools that you're dropping your kids off to be raised up by? Put that up against Proverbs 22, verse 6. Denver, Colorado school shooter number two, Maya Alec McKinney, identified as a trans. This was a boy that wanted to be a girl. We have Aberdeen shooter, Snokia Mosley, identified as a trans. Nashville shooter, Audrey Hale. Remember the FBI? I didn't want to release any of that footage. Well, they did the same thing in the Florida school shooting. They did the same thing with the Columbine school shooting. It was redacted like nobody's business, folks, which is very telling. Due to the fact that when you look at the Columbine shooting, there was over 101 eyewitnesses that said that there was up to five shooters. Okay, so it should come as no surprise as to why it was so totally redacted. As a matter of fact, many of the victims, and I have all of this verified and documented, but one of the victims even was asked, which one shot you, Eric Harris or Dylan Klebold? She said neither one. And then she identified an individual that everybody else knew of, but you never heard of through the press. Okay. Also, friends of Eric and Dylan Klebold during that particular time, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, because they knew too much, it was a boyfriend and a girlfriend. They were at a Subway together, and someone decided to send in a sniper and shoot him and then leave their dead bodies overnight in a Subway for about 8 hours before the cops got there. So, folks, there's red flag activity all across what's going on here in this country. Remember what none other than the angel of death said, Mengele. He said, the more we do to you, the less you believe it's us doing it to you. So if you want to close your eyes to it, you can. But the fact of the matter is you're not going to leave reality because you don't want to be a part of it. Remember the Uvalde shooter, Salvador Ramos? Identified as a trans. Georgia shooter Colt Gray, identified as a trans. Iowa shooter Dylan Butler, identified as a gender fluid. No joke. This is spinning way out of control. Philadelphia shooter Kim Brady Carricker, identified as a trans. It was a man. Colorado spring shooter Anderson Lee Aldrich, identified as a non-binary. I mean, folks, okay, they can call themselves whatever they want to call themselves, but it doesn't mean I'm going to sit and pretend with them, because I can tell you right now, I am not going to pretend with them.
Going back to the school shooter from yesterday, right? Keep in mind, folks, they're on antidepressants. They're dangerous psychotropic drugs. And you also got to keep in mind, the school shooters more than not are on those drugs. As a matter of fact, I haven't found one school shooter not to be found on some sort of dangerous antidepressant, which is a fictitious disease. All that they're putting the kids on, as a matter of fact, that's all you have to do is look at the black box concerning these antidepressants, and you're going to see the side effects, homicidal ideation, suicide. I mean, folks, they're street drugs from the 1950s. The pharmaceuticals are saying, listen, work with us doctors, work with us school nurses. Let's try to get the kids to stumble into our little trap and ask them if they've ever been depressed before. Let's ask them nonsensical questions, and no matter how they answer it, let's tell them we should get them on antidepressants for a little incentive or a little bit of a kickback. Oh, folks, what I'm telling you is absolutely true. This said school shooter, who is 23 years old, Robin, who, by the way, is formerly Robert Westman. He was on antidepressant, or he was on drugs as well. Here, I just want you to see it for yourself. Sources identify shooter in Minneapolis Catholic School shooting at 23-year-old Robin, formerly Robert Westman. Okay. In 2019, Mary Grace Westman petitioned school teacher, by the way, Dakota County Court to change her minor child's name from Robert Paul Westman to Robin M. Westman when the minor was 17 years old. Okay, so we've got that under our belts. Transgender Mass Minnesota murderer was on Lupron, a medication for gender transitioning. The side effects are delusional disorders. So, folks, who should be held accountable for all of this? I'm asking you. This is what the American people have tolerated government to become. They are so far out of their scope of authority, folks, it sickens me to the core. Okay? All eyes on what's going on here, though. I'll back that up with another point in a moment. The suspect responsible for yesterday's attack against the Annunciation Catholic Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota, has been identified as Robin Westman, a transsexual. Okay, this is what's going on across the boards. I'm surprised the mainstream media even brought it up. I mean, it's pretty crazy, right? Here, I want you to see something here. I want to show you who's responsible for this. And if you look at what's going on social media platforms right now, what we have is we have pedophile Tim Walz right in the face of 5.9 million people in the United States of America and in the state of Minnesota, namely, signing on what they call transition, to basically transition little boys the little girls if they want to. I want you to check something here, folks. If you can see this, Tim Walz is right here. He is CIA installed. Don't get me wrong, okay? He's installed to do the very things that he's doing. He's not from Minnesota. He's from Michigan, okay? There's a little boy right next to him to the right of Tim Walz, pedophile Walz. And when you look at the little boy, it looks like a little girl. But if you look at him enough, you can see it's not a little girl, it's a little boy. But he's signing on with this little boy dressed up as a little girl right next to him. To the left of that, we have a picture of the lieutenant governor. You know how they don't like being bullied? Well, this thing, the lieutenant governor has a shirt on where it says protect trans kids with a big knife going across the front of her shirt. Boy, that's kind of a contradiction to their narrative, isn't it? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots, unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm State Representative Walter Hudson from Minnesota. As a public servant, I face constant pressures that threaten to pull me away from my core values. That's why I turned to Bradley Dean and his ministry through the Sons of Liberty radio show. They're one of the only media outlets that truly challenges me to stay rooted in God's word while fighting for liberty and justice in our government. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for hard-hitting truth that inspires action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Dumping a bunch of information on you right now. Because while people are distracted with this trans shooter, I'm leading up to make a point that we all need to stay focused upon. Okay? I was just highlighting during the end of the last segment concerning the said installed CIA installed governor from Michigan, Tim Walz, who is literally hated by the people. They have at the Minnesota State Fair right now, they have booths set up against Tim Walz, and the lines are tremendous, friends. Again, they don't want you asking any questions. They just want you to believe that whatever the mainstream media that nobody believes in tells you concerning voter findings, right? Basically polling. You're supposed to believe whatever they say in spite of all the massive voter fraud taking place in this country. The people hate his guts. Nobody, hey folks, his work detail is not found in the U.S. Constitution to say to little boys that want to be girls, it's okay. It's not his job to assume authority
of a felonious criminal, because that's exactly what he's committing right in the face of the people in the state of Minnesota by signing what they call legislation that if the parents don't allow their child, if it's a boy to become a girl or a girl to become a boy, then the state can come in, I'm not kidding, and kidnap your child and bring him to another state. And the people just, they still let it go, just acting like it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That's insane. But that's what they've done. That's exactly what's going on here. And then you know how they love to play the victim all the time? You got to understand, they don't have the shield. They have the spear, friends. They're not the victims. They're perpetuating the crime, just like what you're seeing here. The said lieutenant government or governor, whatever that is, has a t-shirt on that says protect trans kids, basically, that are being bullied. And only prove the point, what does it have on its shirt? A big knife threatening anybody that would dare bully trans kids. It's so easy to see what's going on here. And everybody's so easily distracted from the responsible party. Here, I'm going to show you one more. This is the said, and it's a total political photo op, friends. That's all this is. They're all, and here's walls behind now Mr. Frey, who's a sodomite, Somalian sympathizing treasonous traitor to his own people in the state of Minnesota, who the people did not vote for in the city of Minneapolis. But again, he's there, and what is he doing, like Tim Walz and Keith Ellison and Amy Klobuchar, attacking law-abiding citizens? This is what communists do. They use the law against the law. Folks, haven't you had enough yet? Okay, so you just seen how Walz was sitting there, pedophile Walz was sitting there, signing on, assuming authority that's never been given to him. He should have been, hey folks, he should have been charged right there on the spot. He should have been, his security detail, you got to ask him the question, who are you working for? Because it ain't we the people. Just like I laid your candor the other day, all these unconstitutional agencies, if they were there to protect us from the big guy, if it was only true, then why is the big guy getting away with the crimes concerning the crimes they're committed against us, the little peasants, the little guys? They're not there for us. They're there for them to protect them from you, Americans. It's exactly what's going on, and it's exactly what you're going to see here. But again, I want you to understand, going over to this crook, because that's what he is. He's a crook. And he stands up after this. Listen carefully. After this boy that we're told that did a shooting or committed the act of murder at this Catholic school who wanted to be a girl, okay, after it was over with, after this trans, what they call it, right? It's an abomination, Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. After he commits the crime in murdering two kids, what does this Mayor Jacob Frey do? Does he get up and talk about the kids that were killed? Does he get up in defending the young people that were murdered by the boy that's told that it's okay to be a girl if he wants to, from the governor and the attorney general and from the corrupt politicians that the people in the state tolerate? Absolutely not. Listen, you can't make this up neither. Check out what he says. Listen to who he's defending.
And I have heard about a whole lot of hate that's being directed.
Hate.
At our trans community.
Trans community. Hey, let me remind everybody. What is he talking about, trans community? I'm curious. I mean, folks, did they vet the country to find three of them, four of them, five of them? Or is this coming from those that are working, who they're working for? It's coming from those that they're working for, from their handlers. This is what politicians and special interest groups are behind closed doors, because in a mass population, folks, their numbers are less than 1%. Less than 0.5% of 1%. So I'm curious to know what they're talking about. Here it is. Our Constitution is made for a religious, a Christian, and a moral people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. They're creating this trans community that does not exist, and they're using this shadow entity of people, this political battering ram, to do what? To attack us. It's exactly what they're doing. They're using them as a political battering ram to upend our Constitution. Have you figured this out yet, Americans? They don't have no lawful standing. Matter of fact, if they were to get a camera and get them all together, we could see all five of them in the same shot. But they want you to believe that the folks, that there's just a massive amount of people in the country that just can't help themselves, and they want to be boys when they're girls, and they want to be girls when they're boys. It doesn't matter. Our law condemns what these criminals are advocating for. Okay? Let's go back to this. This is the mayor from Minneapolis. He is a criminal. He should be charged for treason. He should be in jail right now awaiting his judgment by a peer of jurors. And the fact of the matter is, this is what they're playing out, folks. It's all scripted, and they're trying to normalize the crime against innocent people. Check this out.
And I have heard about a whole lot of hate that's being directed at our trans community.
He's not talking about defending the kids that have been murdered.
Using this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community or any other community out there has lost their sense of common humanity. We should not be operating out of a place of hate for...
Do you understand what they're doing? They're trying to get you to look at those that are doing the hating as the victims. Well, they attack the law if obeyed through grace, Ephesians 2 through 8. If obeyed by grace, you remain free. What are they attacking? You. They're attacking you. They're attacking me. Did you hear this guy defend the murdered kids? Nope. Americans, do you understand what you're playing with here? They're sick-minded people. Here, I want to show you what's going on in school. I want to show you how, and I've done enough high school assemblies across the country to tell you this from firsthand experience. I've said it a million times that the young people in public schools are literally being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Shame on you. Shame on you for those that tolerate this. Shame on you that are apathetic. Shame on you that are good little slaves and you shut your mouth when you should open your mouths. Shame on you. That's why we're in trouble. And that's why our kids are in trouble. That's why our kids are in trouble. We have little kids now protecting little kids from shooters in public schools. Shame on the parents that are sending their kids to public schools. Shame on you. You're only fueling the fire of destruction. You're just hastening your own demise as you have your kids in public schools. Because if they didn't have your kids to brainwash, it'd be all over for them. Haven't you figured that one out yet? I hope so. Here, check out this little boy that was inside of that school when that shooting began.
He was like right beside me. I was like two seats away from the stained glass windows. So they were like, the shots were like right next to me.
That's scary.
Yeah.
You went under the pew after that happened?
Yeah.
Is that what everyone tried to do?
I think I got like gunpowder on my neck.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
When you heard the shots, what went through your head?
I was like, the first one, I was like, what is that? I thought it was just something. Then when I heard it again, I just ran under the pew. And then I covered my head. My friend Victor like saved me though, because he laid on top of me, but he got hit.
Your friend laid on top of you?
Yeah, and he got hit.
So little boys are protecting their buddies from getting shot at. So what is Amy Klobuchar, who's under investigation? What is Tim Walz, who's under over 50 investigations? What is Keith Ellison, who's under investigation, who was busted on tape, playing his part and protecting the 46 Muslims that were incarcerated and charged and thrown into prison for their part to play in feeding the children, where they stole over $250 million from the people of the state of Minnesota? What do? They get together and they said, we need to get gun control. We need stricter gun control. Assault weapons ban in wake of Minneapolis shooting. Can I ask you something? What would have happened if a teacher would have been there armed? Hey, folks, did you know that 97% of all school shootings take place because in the manifesto found out or found within the possession of the murderers, the mass shooters? They're looking for gun-free zones. Did you know that? What would have happened if a teacher had an arm to protect the children and he would have stopped the shooter? Is this what corrupt politicians are calling for? No. Armament concerning the people? No. They want to disarm the people. What are they doing? They're blaming the guns. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just highlighting the fact that what happens in Minnesota here after the school shooting, these sick-minded, incompetent scoundrels, from the governor to the attorney general to the mayor, all call for the defense of the what they call transgenders. They're just defending what they're advocating for because they're using this small, small, mysterious number of people that want to be girls, namely boys, and vice versa, and they want to protect them. And they call it hate when you make reference to the law that condemns their crimes. That's what they don't want you to figure out. Guess who's advocating it? They are. Well, they got their eyes, the people's eyes in Minnesota here, all on this school shooting. What they have failed to do, at least the American people have, is to stay focused concerning what this is all about. because it's interesting that when we see politicians in the hot seat, somehow or another, out of nowhere, these false flags come about. Almost without fail. Has anybody taken the time to note that? I'm not saying it didn't happen. I do question the narrative, no question about it. I do question if this kid wasn't MK Ultra little guinea pig that they used and they needed to go ahead and incite him at a certain time, and it's exactly what happened. I do question all of that. You'd be a fool not to question it, because this is the information that we find almost at every given crisis or school shooting or mass shooting that goes on in this country. Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. What are they doing, friends? They're going after the guns. They're protecting the little boy that wants to be a girl that's responsible for murdering the children. The mayor says nothing about the victims. He protects the one that did the crime because they're protecting themselves. And then what do we do? We see Amy Klobuchar, who's under investigation for laundering millions and millions of dollars and for massive voter fraud. She's calling for gun control. See, they're trying to strip you away concerning your right to bear arms so you have nothing to defend yourself with against these criminals that are perpetuating crimes against you. And it's exactly what's going on. It's exactly what's going on, folks. It's all that's been going on under Walz and Ellison and this criminal administration that he has around him being protected by special interest groups. That's what this is about. I wanted to show you this, too. When I say this, I am seriously not trying to add anything to this guy. Keith Ellison, if he's not being busted for abusing women, which is a fact, if he's not being busted for embezzling, for fraud, defrauding Americans, or namely people in the state, for hundreds of millions of dollars, he goes out there and he brags about this, that, and the other thing. I'm saying this for the very purpose that nobody can take the guy serious except him. He's an empty suit. I know that I'm being monitored by agencies. There's no question about it. I mean, these dummies that are monitoring me, they don't realize they're being used for their own demise as well. But I know that I'm being monitored, so I need to say it the way I want to say it. Nobody takes this criminal seriously. He's a joke. He's a clown. I've shared with you several times that Keith Ellison, the attorney general, planted from Michigan by the CIA. The police department, the police commission, has denounced him. He is an absolute joke on the people. And it's what the people in the state of Minnesota deserve, to sit back and not call him out for who he is and hold him accountable. He thinks he's all of that and then some. And again, let me remind you that nobody thinks that about him but himself. Nobody can take him seriously. Nothing he does is good. He can't speak publicly. There's just nothing. There's no substance with this guy. After the shooting yesterday, and he's doing that all by himself. I don't need to help him. That's already what people think about this guy. They can't take him serious. But he is assailing us. That's what they better take serious and hold him accountable. But I want you to listen to this. Isn't it amazing? Let me go back a little bit. Do you remember when Obama, after Sandy Hook, remember when that allegedly transpired? Do you remember how he got up at the pulpit and he shed a tear for the children that were allegedly murdered in Sandy Hook? Do you remember all this? No, nobody took the time to realize that it was that same sodomite, foreigner from Kenya, that was attacking children, because nobody attacked children more than he did. He voted over 202 times in a short duration of his time or his tenure in government in Illinois. He came out of nowhere, friends. Again, he was another installed by the CIA to do the things that he did against us. And it's the judgments of God upon us, rightly deserved by the American people that refused to obey him. But what was interesting, in 202 times He voted 202 times in less than 200 days of being a senator to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb. He wanted to make sure that there was a second doctor in the doctor's office, they call them, you know, where they murder children. Proverbs 6:17. Isn't it interesting that he wanted to make sure that there was a second doctor in there to make sure that if the baby came out alive, that there would be another mass murderer in there to snuff that baby out? That's a fact. That's a fact. But he cried for the children, and there were those, not many, I'm sure, that believed that he really had a heart for the kids. No, he didn't have a heart for the kids. He had a heart for making sure that the kids didn't get out of the womb. Just like Pharaoh, just like King Herod. That's their lot, too. They haven't figured it out yet. They will soon enough. But Keith Ellison does the same thing here. And I want you to hear this because it's so pathetic. This, a matter of fact, the Daily Beast, I'm guessing 10, 12 years ago, did an article on me. And Keith Ellison, of all people during that time, this is all teed up. When he was a congressman in the 5th District, he said to the people in the state of Minnesota, he said this nationwide to the Daily Beast. You can go out online and check it out. He said, people don't realize how radical Bradley Dean is. You know what? Keith Ellison is right. Never live your life where the enemy does not fear you, people. He's exactly right. And what this clown doesn't realize is he's in the hood where I was raised, talking to a bunch of people in a community where there's just a school shooting, where they hear this all day. They hear gunfire all day long. People have bars on their windows. That's where I was raised. Who does this guy think he is? But what I was saying about Obama is, isn't it interesting how Obama, you know, he would play the race card, and when he was around white people, he was white. He would talk white. He would talk their language, right? And then when he's around black people, you know, he gets that little swing and starts talking to his brothers like, you know, all of a sudden he forgot where he came from. You know, when you're raised in the hood, folks, it doesn't matter who you are because we all looked at it like we're all stuck here together unless we fight to get out of here. And it didn't matter what color we were. It didn't matter. We all had a hard time. But what's funny is how these actors have to play the part. And nobody does it better than those that are black. I'm on the color scale too. I'm a white guy, right? Put that up against Acts 17:26. But isn't it interesting how when these black guys get around black people in the hood, all of a sudden they become black? Keith Ellison can't even do that right. He's a clown.
People like you and me who mourn, we do show up at the Capitol.
He's so terrible, people.
At the state legislature. We do fight these things. We do. It's not like we've been missing in action. But somebody comes and they outweigh us. They wait us out, friends. After the march, they wait us out. And then they come in and they spread their campaign donations around.
Yeah, they spend their donations around. I mean, what did Keith all of a sudden just become a black guy again here or what? I mean, folks, do you think these people in the hood can't right see through this clown? Oh, they do. No politician come to me talking about. Really, dude? Are you kidding, man? He's an offense to white people. He's an offense to black people.
And you don't really mean it. We need, and I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to be partisan tonight, but I am going to be political.
Because listen to this guy. He's so bad.
And that no nation in the world that's not in an active war has as much gun deaths as our.
Okay, so what he's doing is he's trying to convince the people again, going to the poor in the hood where I was born and raised. And what is he doing? He's trying to convince them that we need to get rid of the guns. I'm going to pick this up tomorrow, okay? Because, folks, I would do. I'd give this guy $500 to get on the show with me. But him, like Walls, have been dodging me since day one. They're cowards, is what they are. And look what they're doing to you. We'll be right back tomorrow.